texting or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
Is Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. Let's get started with some of the top three stories in the news, and we'll get to your Florida legislative update. So starting off here with Alec Baldwin. All the charges against Alec Baldwin have been dropped now. And so we've been talking about this off and on throughout the show here. A lot of people upset about it, but I'm conflicted. One aspect, I was surprised by it. The other aspect, I'm like, eh. You know, it's a different scenario. And I've heard the argument for months, ever since this happened, where he shot the individual on set, that, you know, anybody who handles a firearm, they're supposed to check it. And they're supposed to, you know, they're always supposed to check to see if it's loaded before you point it at somebody else. It's not the same thing. It's just not the same thing when you're on a set, when there's a million different props and things like that, and you would never expect somebody to take something that's meant to be a prop, even if it is a real firearm, it's meant to be a prop. You'd never expect somebody to take that thing and use it for real, you know, and be target shooting. And so for an actor to be given the prop and then send action, and then they just do the scene, they never expect it, that somebody like this prop is something that's real. It's just a different scenario altogether. There's no, well, it doesn't matter if you're handling a firearm. It's not handling a firearm. It's handling a toy, is the way they look at it. And so I've often said the individuals who used it and were target shooting with it, you know, beforehand, which is why it had live ammunition in the first place, those individuals are the ones that were the irresponsible ones. That being said, you know, Alec Baldwin was the one holding the firearm. So even if it was involuntary, you still would think that there would be some sort of involuntary manslaughter or something like that. Or negligent manslaughter or something. But I guess, you know, I started thinking about over the months that this has been going on, I've known cases where people are driving on a dark country road. And somebody's wearing dark clothing without any reflectors, and they're walking on the side of the road, and they get hit by the car and killed. And the individual's like, "Well, I hit something." And they stop and they pull over, and they're like, "What did I hit?" And they go back there and they realize it's a person, and they just killed somebody. And I've known cases like that where, once again, they were not charged with manslaughter, involuntary manslaughter. They weren't charged with anything. It was an accident. Accidents happen sometimes, where neither party is at fault. And I think that's what maybe why the charges were dropped here. Now, don't get me wrong. There will be a civil suit, and Alec Baldwin will pay money in that civil suit. I guarantee it. And he'll probably be willing to pay money in that civil suit, because I'm sure living with that kind of, you know, he has to still live with, doesn't matter if it was an accident or not, somebody's dead partly because of you, you know, aiming something towards them. So I'm sure he'll pay for it and be happy to do so. That's one of the top three stories. Other ones here: BuzzFeed has shut down its news division. I got a couple of thoughts about that too. And then SpaceX has launched the most powerful rocket in history, but then it blew up. Yeah. And it was the most powerful rocket in history. Now it's gone. There is, got a text here. Could the workaround for the Alec Baldwin saying he didn't pull the trigger claim be because he used the hammer to fire the revolver? I don't know what the claim is, but I honestly don't think that was it. I mean, that's what people are saying. The reason why they dropped it is because he said he didn't pull the trigger. But yeah, you don't have to pull the trigger on a single action pistol, right? I mean, that's not really how it actually works anyway. A single action picture, you have to pull the hammer back first. So, I'm not sure if that was the main reason why they dropped it, or if the main reason why they dropped it is because, like I said, somebody else handled the firearm first, and he thought it was a prop gun and just went from there. Going back to BuzzFeed shutting down their news division, first of all, thought their news division already shut down, so that was already a little bit of a surprise. And then second of all, there was a report came out this morning that Ben Smith, the former editor of BuzzFeed News, they were one of the big groups, one of the big organizations that was really spreading the Russian collusion report that Trump was colluding with Russia. And of course, that's been debunked by now. Well, it came out this morning, though, that Ben Smith, the former editor of BuzzFeed News, knew that there was falsehoods in that report when they were pushing it, and pushed it anyway. So now there's all this buzz about, oh boy, maybe Trump has a really good argument for a defamation lawsuit against BuzzFeed News. Then a couple hours later, BuzzFeed News is shutting down. It's like, oh, okay. So we'll have to see what happens with all that. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Traffic update brought to you by Executive Landscaping on 98. We do have slow moving traffic due to an accident. This is at Parrish Boulevard, right in between Windhaven Beach and Mary Esther. We have slow traffic in both directions, both the east and westbound lanes. Extremely slow moving due to this accident. Again, this accident off of Parrish Boulevard. That's right near the Tom Thumb and McDonald's on 98. And then we do have some slow moving traffic throughout Pensacola. Highway 90, typical afternoon traffic, but the traffic pattern has changed up today. So you used to merge left and shift over to the left if you're leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace on Highway 90 during the construction. And now it's over to the right. So just keep that in mind. It's going to be a little bit different for today. Again, this traffic update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Executive Landscaping is celebrating 40 years in business on the Gulf Coast. You can call them today for your commercial and premium landscaping needs. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3.
It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. By the way, a couple other news things I just got here, if you ain't here. So President Biden, alleged, according to some White House aides, he's going to announce his run for re-election next Tuesday. Okay, here we go. Here we go. Going to ramp that sucker up. We'll see what goes on with that. All right, Florida legislative update here for you. A few bills to let you know about. So we talked about this bill before. The House has gone ahead and passed a bill that makes non-domestic strangulation a felony. And so, yeah, apparently there was an issue. That's just a misdemeanor, but now it'll be a felony. Then another bill that advances the charter school building costs, like the maintenance for charter school building, will actually come from local dollars now. So take away some of the dollars that goes to the school districts to maintain buildings, and it will divert it to go to a charter school so they can maintain their buildings. That's been a controversial one, but that's passed. The defamation bill that would make it easier to sue media outlets for defamation, that bill's dead in both the House and the Senate. Then there's the bills that, one of the other ones, Governor DeSantis went ahead and signed the supermajority jury execution bill. So this one would allow 2/3 supermajority of jurors to impose capital punishment. So that came about after that Parkland shooter was let off of capital punishment, so he would not be executed because we didn't have unanimous decision of the jurors. Now we've just changed the law, 2/3 supermajority, and Governor DeSantis went ahead and signed that bill. And then a bill has been sent to the governor now that would ban any state tax dollars being invested with banks that prioritize diversity, equity, inclusion type stuff, or environmental and social governmental considerations. If they prioritize their investments into environmental social conscience funds or whatever it might be, then state tax dollars can't be used with those banks. So that's a real brief. One more thing to let you know about. The school board races. We've talked about this off and on. So right now we have nonpartisan school board races. I mean, you don't have to declare if you're Republican, Democrat, Independent, Green Party, whatever. Well, it has now been approved in the legislature to get on the 2024 ballot. So in 2024, for the general election, you and I will also vote on, besides president and Congress and Senate and all these other races, will also vote on whether we want to have partisan school board races. I do. I feel like I want to know where everybody's background is. Like I've always felt that. So we'll vote on that in 2024. And that is now approved for that. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi coming up here next. We're going to get top trending news with Joe Ford in the newsroom. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Coming up here in about 4 minutes. We got your daily dad joke, but also talk about that early alert system situation from this morning. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Bobby, the Supreme Court is expected to issue its ruling on the access to a commonly used abortion pill tomorrow. The decision is set to come after the court extended a temporary stay on a Texas federal judge's ruling to halt production and distribution of mifepristone. There may have been crucial clues in the deadly parking garage collapse in Lower Manhattan. Documents filed with the building department on the building more than a decade ago showed proof of cracks and corrosion, and documents in 2010 called for structural repairs. The U.S. set to send additional forces to East Africa to help with the potential evacuation at an American embassy. Reports say about 70 staffers at the embassy in Sudan's capital have been sheltering in place as the conflict between Sudan's military and a rival paramilitary group grows. And today, reports coming out that manslaughter charges against Alec Baldwin related to the onset death while filming the movie Rust have been dropped. Bobby.
Yeah, that's one of the big stories we've been getting a lot of texts about here so far. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi, let's get traffic on the fives.
Still have some major slowdowns right now on 98. This is going to be due to an accident in between Windhaven Beach and Mary Esther. We have an accident right off of Parrish Boulevard. This is the intersection right near the Tom Thumb and McDonald's, with slow moving traffic in both the east and westbound direction. If you're heading eastbound out of Mary Esther or out of Windhaven Beach, it is backing up a good bit. So just keep that in mind that you're going to be seeing some delays there. Typical afternoon traffic throughout Pensacola, including Highway 90. We have a traffic pattern change on Highway 90, so just keep that in mind as you are getting onto the bridge. If you see something else on the road, give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3.
Coming up here next, we've got a daily dad joke for you, and got to talk about that early alert system debacle. That's all coming up next on News Radio 92.3. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, despite popular demand, here's today's Daily Dad Joke.
All right, Daily Dad Joke here for you. Why did Adele cross the road? To say hello to the other side. Ha! That's a good one right there. 3:45 a.m. All of Florida was awoken. Actually, I did not. My phone was on Do Not Disturb. I woke up this morning and everybody was like, I can't believe that last night. They just ruined my sleep. And I'm like, what are you talking about? They're like, what do you mean what I'm talking about? I'm talking about the alert. And I was like, my phone's on Do Not Disturb. I didn't get anything.
You're lucky. You're one of the lucky ones.
Yeah, I was one of the lucky ones. So I didn't know about this. I hear Andrew's, on Andrew's show this morning, everybody was like fired up about it, texted into him too. And I was like, oh, must have been pretty bad. I mean, I guess I probably would have been upset if I got awoken at 3:45 in the morning with the buzzing and the alert and this, those things they're very annoying too. It's not a good alarm sound to wake up to.
And it's not an emergency. It
yeah.
was a test.
And it was a test, yeah. That's true too. That's even worse. Like, you hear that, you're like, tornado, I'm out of here. And then
the Russians are here.
Exactly.
No.
Time is running out, no need to take a stroll. I'm stepping to you toe to toe.
Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Dixon School of Arts and Sciences is proud to announce the Dixon Dub coming up April 28th on a Friday at Pensacola Beach. The Dixon Dub will feature teams competing in lip-sync battles to raise funds for the Dixon School of Arts and Sciences. It's an evening of entertainment, music, laughter, food, and fun in celebration of the arts, and all in support of the school that uses the arts to inspire and empower young scholars for the betterment of our community. So check out more on our website, newsradio923.com. So there is, let's get to the top three stories, and then we'll get into your sports hit. So SpaceX launched the uncrewed rocket that was the largest rocket in history, celebrating the liftoff, but after it was up for about 4 minutes, it didn't separate from its booster, and then it blew up. No, that stinks. But it did fly for 4 minutes, and so now there's some things that they can work on to try to hopefully get it to work out better down the road here. Other top three stories, all charges have been dropped against Alec Baldwin. We've been covering that throughout the morning here as well, as there's been a, it's a little bit of surprise, a little bit of a not surprise. So that's happening as well. And then finally, we've got the BuzzFeed shutting down its news division, which I got to admit, I thought the news division was already gone. Like, I thought it was already, I didn't realize it was still around. So, but what's interesting about that aspect is this morning, word came out that Ben Smith, the former editor of BuzzFeed News, admitted that he knew that there was falsehoods in a report that basically Trump had some sort of Russian collusion going on with his election. He admitted that he knew ahead of time that there was falsehoods in that report. So that started a whole bunch of buzz about Trump could sue for defamation. And then a few hours later, there is no more BuzzFeed News. So I was like, okay, wonder if that has anything to do with it. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Those are your top three stories.
Here's your sports hit.
The NBA playoffs continues tonight on TNT. 76ers take on the Brooklyn Nets at 6:30. After that, at 9 o'clock, you'll have Sacramento Kings playing the Golden State Warriors. And at 9:30 on NBA TV, the Phoenix Suns will be playing the Clippers. Now, the 76ers lead that series 2-0. Kings lead their series 2-0. And the Phoenix Suns and the Clippers series is split at 1-1. NHL hockey playoffs continues tonight on ESPN. Tampa Bay Rays lead Toronto, and they'll be playing again tonight at 6 o'clock on ESPN. When that game's over on ESPN, you have the Seattle Kraken against the Colorado Avalanche. At 6:30 on TBS, the Rangers play the New Jersey Red Devils, followed by the Winnipeg against Las Vegas. Major League Baseball, the Yankees are leading the Angels right now 8-3 in the bottom of the eighth inning. And it's the bottom of the eighth. They're leading 8-3. They have bases loaded with no outs. So there should be scoring at least one, if not two more runs here. Bottom of the first inning right now, still scoreless between the Reds and the Pirates. Also, top of the first, Colorado Rockies are playing the Phillies, and that game is still scoreless. The game just started. And Boston Red Sox beat the Twins earlier today, 11-5. ESPN Plus will have the Padres against the Diamondbacks at 8:40 tonight. Then in sports news, Kawhi Leonard has been ruled out with a right knee sprain against the Clippers and the Suns tonight. Man, there's been a lot of major injuries with star players in this NBA playoff series so far. Oakland A's have agreed to purchase land for $1.5 billion in Las Vegas. So there's been rumors for a while that the Oakland A's were looking to move to Las Vegas. And now with them buying the land, I think that pretty much confirms it right there. Former Lions head coach Matt Patricia is going to go to the Eagles as a senior defense assistant. And the House, the U.S. House, has passed a bill that will ban transgender athletes from competing in women's sports. Probably won't get very far in the Senate, though. And let's go ahead and get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
We do have slow-moving traffic on 98, leaving Windhaven Beach, heading towards Mary Esther. We have an accident off of Parrish Boulevard with extremely slow-moving traffic in both the east and westbound direction. Keep that in mind. on Highway 90, leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace. We have typical afternoon traffic that's causing some afternoon slowdowns, and we have a different traffic pattern. Used to be that you would merge over to the left, and now it's the right lane, so just keep that in mind that that's going to be changing up. Also got a couple texts in letting us know there's some police activity on the other side. If you're heading out of Pace towards Pensacola, don't have a lot of details on it, but just keep your eyes out for that, and if you see something else on the roads or have details, feel free to call into the traffic line, 850-262-6111. I'm Greasy Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
So a couple other things right here. Well, I just saw this. We got a news tip from a texter. Santa Rosa County emergency responders now racing towards Pensacola from Pace on Highway 90. 10 police, 2 fire truck, county rescue boat in tow, lifeguard ambulances responding as well. So something's heading on, something going on over there. Thanks for the tip on our text line. So there's major expansion projects planned for the wharf. Yeah, they're working on an additional 35,000 square foot of retail space at the south end of Main Street towards Canal Road. It's going to be both retail and office space. They're expected to break ground on the new expansion project next month. And so a lot of big expansion going on over the wharf. I mean, you're seeing a lot of things happening with Baldwin County in general, right? I mean, with OWA expanding and growing, Gulf Shores has been doing a lot of expansion and trying to create new roads. Remember, there's a new bridge that's going between Gulf Shores and the wharf area. There's a new bridge to go over the canal as well that they're trying to get approved and get worked on. So more and more things happen right there. And apparently, there's been more than 100 acres that was recently purchased across the Intercoastal Waterway. So they're going to be developing that area as well. So a lot more things happening over there. I know a lot of people around here go over there for concerts and stuff like that. So now back over here in Pensacola. You're listening to Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi. Here in Pensacola, remember we mentioned that there was a, I don't want to say it's a contest, but there was, yeah, it's a contest. It's a public contest to name the city's 3 new street sweepers. They've received over 1,600 suggestions already. And some of the names that have been suggested, I'm looking at the list here, are Broomy McBroomface. All right. There's Vroom Broom. Okay. All right. Nina Pinta Santa Maria. Okay. I like the environmental sweepers, just Pensacola sweepers. Here's one, just name them Harry, Hermione, and Ron. Okay, going to Harry Potter little thing right there. Then you got Freak in the Streets. Freak in the Streets. How about the Chubby Chaser? Oh, that's funny. And the Alpha Swiffer. I do like the Alpha Swiffer. That's a pretty good one right there. Then some other names right here. Some suggestions for the street sweeper name that have been submitted. I've actually seen quite a few Sweepy McSweeper. I've seen quite a few of those. Sweepy McSweeper or something along those lines. Sweeping Beauty. Sweep Caroline. And Groot Chariot. This is just some of the things. Yeah, I think some of these names are pretty creative, actually. But I honestly see a lot of Sweepy McSweepface. A lot of Sweepy McSweepface. I don't know if there's some sort of coordinated campaign that somebody's doing, but there's a lot of those. So how about, you know how we got, how about Piccola Clean, the Piccola Cleaner? It's all right. Just like something like that. Then Larry Curly and Moe. Okay, I like that one too. That's good. Go with that. So funny.
I feel like it has to be a funny one. Like Pensacola Sweeper, like that's just no fun.
Yeah.
Has to be a laugh.
It has to be a laugh, yeah. That's what I think too. So there's someone just saying Sweepy. And then other ones that are the Gulf Gulper, Kimbo McLean, and I'm trying to find some other ones that are not repeat because, like I said, there's a bunch of Sweepy McSweepface. Sweepaholic, Sweep Pea, Sweep Apnea. That's funny. So, yeah, a lot of suggestions coming in for right over there. Sweepy Beepy is a text now. Now we're going to get in the text rolling in here. Here's a low Larry Moe and Curly, the Stooges. Yeah, that's the one it's been suggested quite a bit, actually. It should be named. It should be the name of the maid on the Jetsons, Rosie. I was thinking about that too. Like, let's name it after some famous robot. How about Robbie the Robot? Right? Like, you got Robbie the Robot from the old Lost in Space. Then you got the maid on the Jetsons, Rosie. And we've got to come up with another one that's a famous, like, robot that is a cleaner of some sort. Because that's what's cool about the maid in Jetsons. It was a cleaner already. So, wasn't there a suggestion before somebody texted in something about just call it Roomba? Like, let's call it the Roomba. I think there'll be something like that. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi coming up here next. We're going to get a quick update from Joe Ford in the newsroom. Plus, we got your top stories on foxnews.com right here on News Radio 92.3. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. And if you got a text, this is my robot vacuum is named Rosie after the Jetsons robot. Because we're talking about what to name the street sweepers here in Pensacola. There's been over 1,600 suggestions submitted to the city. And got a couple of people saying, yeah, you should name it after Rosie, name it Rosie after the Jetsons robot. And somebody says their robot vacuum is named that. Mine is Robbie the Robot is what we named ours. After the old Lost in Space robot. How about Sucks, Sucker, and Suck Up for the names? All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 923. Coming up here in about 3 minutes, we'll get your Bobby's Brain Teases. And we'll also have your top stories on foxnews.com, our national news partner. Right now, let's go over to Joe Ford in the newsroom. Joe?
Bobby, I'm partial to the trashed in a wayward Grover Maupinson and DC sweeps.
There you go.
An homage to the three most recent Pensacola mayors would be good. The big news today had nothing to do with breaking news at all, even though we all thought it was at 3:45 in the morning. Bobby, you the only person in the state of Florida to not receive the notification.
Surely somebody else didn't get the notification too.
That we know
of. They
don't
have a phone, probably.
No. I put my phone on sleep mode.
Yeah.
And nobody can get a hold of me unless you call me twice. You got to call me within 30 seconds or a minute, and then I'll wake up, and then I'll ring. But it blocks basically everything. And
yeah.
So
your government at work on full display today because the state of Florida not playing around. Governor DeSantis said there would be swift accountability before everybody left for the day. Everbridge, the contractor with the alerts, is gone. Now, I am reminded, because I was thinking about this, I was like, that name sounds familiar. Well, Everbridge is the contractor that Escambia County uses for its alert system.
Uh-huh.
And 2 months ago, or 3 months ago now, we had that alert mishap regarding the active shooter warning that went out to all of Escambia County. So
they got some issues.
Once a mistake, twice a trend, perhaps. But
some
the
incompetency
county,
possibly going on over there.
Yeah, so I've reached back out to the county just to say, hey, you know, I know that you know things are going to be revisited and reevaluated. So might this change some things on the county's end? I'm still waiting to hear back on that. Reports say manslaughter charges against Alec Baldwin related to the onset death while filming the movie Rust have been dropped. Also, tomorrow is the expected date for the Supreme Court to issue the ruling on access to a commonly used abortion pill. Bobby?
All right. Yeah, I got a text here. Well, first, let's get traffic on the files of Gracie Wolf.
We still have slow-moving traffic on 98. We had an accident at 98 in between Windhaven Beach and Mary Esther off of Parrish Boulevard with slow-moving traffic in both directions, eastbound backing up to Windhaven Animal Hospital. On Highway 90, leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace, we have our typical afternoon traffic. That's going to be, again, leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace. There's a new traffic pattern where now you are emerging over to the right instead of the left. So just keep that in mind, as well as we had some police activity, something in the water maybe going on, not a lot of details on it, but that's also causing some slowdowns as well. If you see something else, just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3.
Aha, here's a text that says, Bobby, I didn't get it either, and my phone was on. Aha. Uh-huh. And then another one says, the text, the emergency test to Robert. No, don't do a special text to Bobby. Don't do a special text to me.
I'm calling you at 3:45.
Well, we didn't get you your test. So
we're calling you to the 3:45 in the morning.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. No, it's okay. I'll be all right.
We don't want you to be left out.
You should not have said that.
Yeah, exactly. No, I should not have read that text on. I should have proofread it first. There's a top story of Fox News. Journalist threatened with prison time by top Democrat over the Twitter files testimony. Matt Taibbi, the one who's released the Twitter files, you know, that basically Elon Musk has given him the detail of Twitter and he releases them. She's threatening him with prison time for releasing, you know, uncovering that there was collusion with the FBI and Twitter and all this other stuff. And so it's like, yeah, she's saying he could face 5 years imprisonment if he lies about what he basically had and obtained or what he revealed and things like that. Other top story on FoxNews.com real quick is there's footage of a UFO over conflict zones in the Middle East that the Pentagon released today. Oh boy, more of this information about UFOs is just building up and building up.
What?
It's Bobby's brain teases.
The song The Purple People Eater isn't about a purple monster that eats people. It's about a monster that eats purple people. Since we don't really have purple people, it's all good. So, safe. Polar bears don't have white fur. They have transparent fur that reflects sunlight and makes them look white. That's weird. I didn't know that. And Mrs., like MRS, was originally an abbreviation for mistress, not Mrs., which is why it doesn't, it has an R in it. It was mistress, is what MRS period used to stand for.